squinty. Then they would understand why I had never picked up a Southern accent or spoke the common slang, and why I had to be forced to eat pigs' tails and snouts, because I was really white, and because a cruel fairy stepmother, who was understandably jealous of my beauty, had turned me into a too big Negro girl with nappy black hair, broad feet, and a space between her teeth that would hold a number two pencil. "What you looking?" The minister's wife leaned toward me, her long yellow face full of sorry. She whispered, "I just come to tell you it's Easter Day." I repeated, jamming the words together, "I just come to tell you it's Easter Day," as low as possible. The giggles hung in the air like melting clouds that were waiting to rain on me. I held up two fingers close to my chest, which meant that I had to go to the toilet, and tiptoed toward the rear of the church. Dimly, somewhere over my head, I heard ladies saying, "Lord bless that child," and "Praise God." My head was up and my eyes were open, but I didn't see anything. Halfway down the aisle, the church exploded with,